in Roswell, New Mexico, where we're conducting an interview in oral history for the Archives of American Art. Thank you for allowing us to come to your home and studio. We've already had a little look around your house, seen some of your work, which is on display, and you've given me a bit of an introduction about where some of your painting ideas come from. Let's talk for a minute about the paintings that we're seeing here in the studio. The one on the easel to our right looks as if it's one of your algae subjects.
Oh, it's one of the lichen ones.
The lichen, okay.
Yes.
Tell me about those.
I started doing these about 8 years ago. We've had a very severe winter in northern New Mexico, but I haven't been able to get out to do landscapes. At a time I was doing many of the mesas of the Great Escarpment north and west of Las Vegas, New Mexico. And we had many wonderful lichens on the rocks around that area, which occur in magnificent patterns. So I planned that the next winter I wouldn't worry about the weather and I would just stay home and paint lichens. I started one and I hadn't even finished it when a man came in the house and said, "I want to buy that," which was almost enough to turn me off of this lie, because many artists are perverse enough to think that if something becomes popular, there's something wrong with it. You know, if it's saleable, it's immediately, it's the ivory tower attitude. But I liked very much this man who wanted to buy it, so, and he said, "And I want that rock that you're working on." So he still has the painting. And I did many more of them. And it was an extremely profitable winter. I got lots done. I think because I've lived a life of great solitude for several reasons. One, it started out because of health. That perhaps I get more involved in the subject matter than a lot of people. And the lichen being a symbiotic relationship of an algae and a fungus is the perfect relationship because they mutually give to each other. They rest, they'll be attached to a tree, to a plant, to the earth, to rock, but they take nothing from that. All they take is moisture from the atmosphere, and then there's this miraculous thing that happens that they're feeding each other as they grow, which is a nice thing to think about as you paint them, and then they're just endless designs. I did become interested in learning more about the lichen then and bought some books so that I could know the names of these, just as if you're painting a still life of plants, and these are plants. You like to know if you're painting a rose or a pansy. It's sort of the same idea. Again, I was very successful with these. I think that for about 5 years in a row, I was alternately in the New Mexico exhibit and the biennial at the museum. And I sold most of the lichen paintings I did. And then when I applied for the grant, I said I was working on two themes, and one was the hexagon in nature, and the other were the lichen paintings.
Let me stop you for just a minute. You're talking about the grant here in Roswell.
Yes, which is, was,
identified
that was 6 years ago. '77, and it was a double grant. My husband, Elmer Stewart, and I had this grant,